And welcome back to your favorite G.I. Joe podcast show, being appropriately thematic on the holiday season. It's our first Christmas episode of the year, everybody. This is Knowing Is Half the Podcast. We got one for you this week. And I am Race to Canis.
I am Robert Clark Chan.
I'm Gina Ippolito.
Yeah, Gina, you can tell I've just been drained of all life force.
Yeah, it's drained of something.
Okay, before we even get started here, I have to tell the people at home, I just saw maybe the greatest holiday movie ever. I knew it was going to be good.
Yeah, Red One. Yeah.
Is a banger. Red One is delightful.
Really?
Whimsical,
farcical,
magical creatures, great performances.
I would expect this from Ray. I can't tell if you're joking or not, Gina.
Okay, to be fair, I have not seen it, but writers I trust have seen it and love it and will not stop talking about it on social media because, like, it's an original movie. And so it's like one of the movies that everyone needs to pay to go and see so that Hollywood can let us make original movies again. And it's been a slow burn. Like, it didn't premiere great, but word of mouth has helped it build. And every single writer I know is like, I went, I saw it. It's the fucking greatest movie of the year. Please go and see this.
Is it original or is it just that it is not based on an IP owned by one of the three large media conglomerates in America?
No, well, it is because it was made by Amazon.
Yeah, and also, that is what original means.
Yeah.
When something is not based on IP, that means it is original.
Yeah, but if it's just a fucking garbage action film that of the type that has been on repeat.
Why do you think it's a garbage action film? If you haven't seen it, why would you judge it like that?
Because that's how they're pitching it to me.
No, here's the deal. It is a whimsical, it is a goofy, it is a ridiculous movie. It takes the premise of what if The Rock was Santa's bodyguard or, you know, head of security at the North Pole. And then it spins it off of that into secret agencies, all this tech in order to keep the mythical creature secret. And then it spins out even further into what other mystical creatures are out there. What fun things and set pieces can we put together with this fantastical world? And then you have Chris Evans, who's a goddang national hero. That's America's ass right there. He is comedically, he is coming into his own. His timing and reflexes comedically in this movie are phenomenal. Look, The Rock is giving you exactly what you think The Rock is going to give you. But enjoyed like Lucy Liu in this movie. J.K. Simmons as Santa Claus, top-notch performance. I loved him in that role. It was great.
I have heard all of this from real people and not just Ray.
Wait, I am real people. What do you mean right now?
Yeah, no,
I am someone with strong opinions that you are thought through.
I am listening to Gina, and I am not buying in 100%, but I am listening with cautious optimism that perhaps that is indeed what we have here.
Look, I am glad that someone from the writer's room of Kenan and Kel also liked it. That being said, I will stand on my own opinions. I had no idea this writer's thing going on. I will just say it, whether people, it would be popular or not, I don't care because that's the truth. That is how I see it. And it's wonderful.
I would like people to go see it because every time a movie not based on IP does well, we get to sell more movies not based on IP.
Yes.
But also, like, a Jason Statham movie is a Jason Statham movie that is technically original, not IP based, but also it's not original.
Wait, you have something to say about The Beekeeper right now, Chan?
I enjoy Jason Statham movies. I'm not sure what point you're trying to make.
Thank you.
I think the point is I'm on the wrong podcast.
You meant to go on Miserable Old Fucks podcast.
Is there an opening? I mean,
Chan, gutting the sacred cow is right there for you anytime you want to try to get on. As host or guest.
I mean, lightly racist old fox is a pass for me. Thanks.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, and then you saw the thing I posted the other day. The top 10 highest grossing movies of 2024. Every single one of them is a sequel.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Every single one.
Chan, and you can't be on the that's terrible side and be crapping on an original movie that you have not yet seen.
No. I have not. I've certainly not been public about like, oh, terrible. I've just been thinking that I'm not going to see this film. It does not seem like it is a film that I would enjoy. I don't have a lot of opportunities to go out to see films. And honestly, we're going to have to go watch Moana 2. Ugh. And that might be it for the season. So
I heard that is not good.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, wow, Chan, a sequel starring The Rock. Not enough to see an original property with The Rock in it.
I also saw the funniest headline as you were talking, which was like a joke headline that says, well, it's a picture of Lin-Manuel Miranda. And he's saying, well, not so easy to make a modern Disney song that doesn't suck shit.
Is Lin-Manuel not in on this?
No, he's not. And apparently the songs are not good.
Ooh. Did he work on Moana? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's the one who wrote he wrote most of the music for Moana.
I knew he did Encanto. I didn't realize he did Moana.
Have you not watched every behind the scenes Moana video that exists because your child is absolutely obsessed with Moana?
Chan, I have to be honest with you. No, I have not. We are a pro Moana household. Don't get me wrong, right. I wouldn't say we've gone Descendants 3 deep in this. That's just not possible.
I see. Okay. So different strokes. That's fine.
Yeah.
You got to pick and choose here.
Yeah. It's not. There's no Lin-Manuel Miranda songs, and just based on the bad word of mouth of Moana 2, there's already a headline where it's very funny.
Hopefully I can keep the kid off of it until it gets on Disney Plus.
But what Ray is saying, take him to see Red One. He'll probably like that better.
Honestly, it's great.
I'm going to need a couple more thumbs up from voices I trust.
What more voices do you need than the two of us? Me and Gina agree on this.
No. You don't have any other friends.
Okay, one, hurtful. Two, true. Three, you're not even saying that it's good. You're saying you have heard that it is good. If you saw it and said it was good, I'd be like, okay, but like maybe I'll give this a shot.
I see a missed opportunity. I should have invited Gina.
I would have gone.
Be with my kid, and I know Gina and children, as we established already.
As long as she keeps her trap shut for the entirety of the movie and doesn't snot bubble on me, I'm fine.
There was communication during the movie.
Have you seriously not taught her not to talk during movies?
We have, but the thing is, at about the 2 hour mark, a 7-year-old's only going to give you so much.
Two hours?
Are you kidding me? Well, I'm counting previews.
I've got 58 minutes before that kid blows. I can't be sitting around for 2 GD hours.
If they are seriously talking, you got to take them out of that theater.
No, Gina, I think you misunderstand. There was almost no one else in the theater.
Oh, all right. That's different.
This was not a packed house. This was, there were two other groups and they were sitting in other parts of the theater. We didn't feel bad about it.
Okay.
Also, please sell me more on this movie experience where I have to spend half of the movie outside with a screaming child.
Yeah, I did that. I need to
spend $20 ahead for that.
What, you would rather torture other people with your ill-behaved child?
I would rather not go at all.
Yeah, you're asking Chan to leave the house. This is a big offer.
That's not a Lin-Manuel Miranda special, but I...
The actual thing that we're here to discuss instead of talking about
Red One. I really don't want to talk about this turtle bullshit at all.
This is not a Red One podcast.
Welcome back to Red One, the podcast.
You have until the end of this podcast, Chan, to think of a pun name for a Red One podcast. Because Ray's not cutting it.
No, I blew it. No, I'll be honest with you. So you know what? I can admit my own failures. This is it. My only one.
No Red is half the one cast.
Oh, Jesus.
Sadly,
I love
Red
it.
That's cast is the know-hows.
You're both fired. God dang it.
Honestly, but yeah, go see Red One. I'm going to say it right now. It's a great, I'm hoping it stays around in theaters a few more weeks. Get the opportunity. Original IP. Great. I'm telling you right now, really fun performances. You know, it's, I don't know. Anyway.
A couple of nights ago, Ray and Chan said, are we doing Christmas stuff this week? And then Chan said, Gina, what does your lady brain want to do for Christmas? I started Googling. Lists. I googled various lists. One said craziest holiday specials. Another one said worst holiday specials, and one said most bizarre holiday specials. And I think this
showed
one,
up on all of them.
I think this one was on all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. I can do that. I could have gone to Google and got an AI recap of the craziest Christmas
specials. Excuse me. I also read the descriptions of each one that looked intriguing. And the ones I sent you.
You read two-sentence blurbs? You are a true
hero. What? Do you read the script for every... this looks. Let me see if I can find a script version of
I mean, here's the thing.
We wish you a turtle Christmas.
I asked you so that you wouldn't freak out on me that you hadn't been asked.
Consulted? We are happy with my picks.
Oh, yeah. No, we went about half and half because I put some I'm going to call them bangers. I'll say bangers.
For the record, I had no say in this whatsoever.
No, yeah, you didn't because you were bad at this.
What the heck? I gave us BattleTech. I'm holding.
Yeah, that's why you're not allowed to do anything anymore. Also, I feel like this is probably how you get out of household chores with your wife. You probably just say, no, I'm bad at that. And you weaponize your incompetence and then no one ever makes you do anything.
Putting the emotional labor on us.
I'll just say right now, a lot of plates have been broken. How do we even begin to talk about this thing? Okay, it's We Wish You a Turtle Christmas. Yes, it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes, it's live action. Yes, this came out direct to video in 1994 based on the popularity of the Turtles movies live action that were out, except it had apparently $13 to make it.
I think when you say like, oh, Ninja Turtle Christmas, it's like, oh, cool. And then you realize it's live action. And you're like, okay. And then you see what the live action looks like.
And you're like, wait a minute. Did Spirit Christmas exist back then?
The costume, the like masks and shit in this are so horrifying that they give me nightmares.
I didn't know that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had that many teeth. But you could see all of them to the back of their mouth in every shot because their mouths barely move. Also, there are so many things. First off, my first note, WTF is this. Gina, what have you done? My second note, I don't hate this intro song. Can we hear the intro song? I don't hate it.
I don't hate any of these songs.
Oh, let's stop there.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there because anytime.
It's a banger.
Anytime. Comes in.
All right.
I am going to have a goddamn issue with it.
Wait, you're reading into that.
Oh, really?
I don't think he is.
In what instance does not mean
in for the most
horrific Asian stereotypes? You didn't hear it?
I didn't hear it either. I didn't hear it either, but I did when you called it out.
I still didn't hear it.
Oh my God, you white people.
I heard it's the Ninja Turtles. That's what we're about.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, okay.
It's I
can see that song, Chan, being on like a concept album from like the late 1970s and like leading me down this like awesome audio adventure. Now, it didn't, but I could see how it could have.
Like, look, this is early 90s. This is like bare budget. They paid a guy to make some music, or to arrange some public domain stuff, and just use your synthesizers. And hey, the guy's got an electric guitar. Let him, you know, roll out a couple riffs. And it is what it is. You, they can't afford to pay Chuck Lorre to play the actual song. So
not everybody can get Sean Gould to write the music for their stuff. And I'm sorry to them.
I mean, at he was what, like seven at this time?
94? Yeah, maybe.
I'm not gonna say that he would be a bad choice. I'm just saying in 1994, but probably not doing professional grade work yet.
I think he's doing better work now. I'll say that.
Probably, yeah.
Now I just wrote the entire intro is that song, and it's like there's Vaseline smeared all over the lens, like it was a Carrie Lake interview. And I couldn't make out half of what I was seeing because it was so smudgy.
You couldn't see the turtles, like the literal turtles they just put into like neon slime to just walk around.
Hey, that's really what happened to those turtles.
That is really what happened in real life.
The turtles are real. I mean, we all know this.
I mean, we're seeing
Daredevil
them.
Created them. If you didn't
we're seeing them on video right
that's
now,
true.
So obvious it has to be true.
And also my next note, this is nightmarish.
Fair.
And my final note from the intro, why is this?
These are all good questions.
I stopped completing sentences at a certain point because I could not believe what I was seeing. I just assumed watching this, I was like, well, this is obviously like fan made. This is obviously something that I joked that it was Gina's like college like class
porn?
Did a project, and then this just happened to be the project, an unlicensed Ninja Turtle Christmas episode.
If I made this in college, I would not stop showing it to anyone. So proud of that.
But that would be delightful. What I'm saying is, to find out this was a professional venture off the bat of a movie that made hundreds of millions of dollars, I assume. Ninja Turtle movie made a lot of money, I assume.
This was the first time the Turtles ever rapped. I learned that from the Wikipedia page.
Oh.
And that's what led to the glorious Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Yeah.
There you go. The first Ninja Turtles movie came out in 1990, and it grossed $135 million. Ninja Turtles 2, which I believe came out before this did, grossed $78 million. So Vanilla Ice, you know. Go Ice, no spice. I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, I'm looking at the turtles from the Ninja Turtle rap right now, and they also have terrifying teeth.
Oh, yeah. No, it's frightening.
I mean, the teeth aren't my problem so much as the fact is they're like a giant paper mache head just placed on top of someone else's head, not connecting to their neck at all. So there's this big awful gap where you have like a green turtleneck just going up into the darkness and just like some cardboard plopped on top of that. It's disturbing to me.
That none of that disturbed me as much as why does Leonardo have a Caribbean Bohemian accent?
No, he doesn't. He only adopts it for the reggae song.
Yeah, he's putting it on. He's doing funny stuff.
No, that's not okay.
Three of them have wildly cartoonish New York accents.
Super
and one
Brooklyn
nerd accent.
Can we hear the Deck the Hall song then? Oh no, you've got something before that.
Not yet. We're okay. Going in order.
Write us in, Chan.
Because there's the freaking Deck the Halls song first, right?
Deck the Halls is first is what I'm talking about.
That's like starts right off the bat. There's like one sentence of like, hey, fellow Ninja Turtles, it's Christmas.
Thing.
And then they go into a song and I was like, whoa.
You tell me I'm watching a Ninja Turtles feature and I assume, okay, we might like get a little fight in there. There'll be some like ninja training. And then no, it's one line and they launch into musical numbers. I was not ready for this when I saw it.
I was not ready for it, but I giggled delightedly.
I saw something that summarized it as a like a 22-minute musical short, which is the better way to present this, so you don't go in thinking that there's going to be anything resembling quality, a story. But
that's like the thing about it. It's not just that, Chan. It's like they break the turtle mythos in half.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't know if this is true. It's in the IMDb trivia, and it sounds like a joke, so I kind of think possibly somebody just like threw it in there. But it says the budget was $5,000.
I believe it.
If it's not true,
no,
it is very believable.
That cannot be true.
If they had a bunch of stuff on loan that they didn't have to pay for because the movies got made. I mean, the thing is, I look at the front cover of the VHS tape, which you can find online. And even looking at that, I think this is animated. There's no way you could put something that shitty looking in live action, but they do. Oh boy, do they.
Like, here's the thing. I think any of us could make this with $5,000.
Yes.
So it is possible that they skirted all sorts of labor laws.
Guaranteed.
When this thing starts, it's not like Eastman and Laird present or
no.
A Paramount Jam or whatever. This is like Christopher Films presents. It's like, who the fuck are you?
I love that, because my thought is like, is his name Christopher Films? Because if he is and he made this as a movie, I love it. Like, this is destiny.
This guy's name was like Chucko Pantaleano or something, and he was like, "Mama, I want to make movies," and she was like, You're my little Chucky Pantaleano. You're not Christopher Films." And then he was like, "I got an idea."
What?
So, from that, whatever that accent was, can we hear the Leo? I want to hear some Deck the Halls, please, Robert Clark Chan.
Hey kids, what do you think? Do we need more lights? We need more lights. They're coming. Hey kids, how about hoping we sing my favorite?
This is
Christmas
literally
song.
The opening.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first song. Those are New York accents. Those are cartoonish New York accents.
Also, I would argue not super different from one of them in the film. Which I think was Michelangelo in the the good film version, because one of them did have like Leo had sort of a generic accent, and it was either like Raphael or Michelangelo who was like, it must have been Raphael because he's cool but rude, and so they gave him a New York accent because when makes you think sense. Cool but rude, you think New York.
Hey, Vinny Barbarino, I'm a Ninja Turtle over here. I'm telling
you, that if you go back and watch the movie, I've watched it recently.
Oh boy.
That is what Raphael's, like what they give him. Because Michelangelo was, what's his name? Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
And to be, I'm going to say, fair to them, although,
why?
How could you be? There are only two voices for the turtles.
Correct.
There's Eric Anzalone and Alfredo Miller. So, like,
two big, beefy Italian men.
My people are taking over the paper mache turtle head business.
Hey, Eric Anzalone, you want to do Michelangelo or you want to give that one to me?
There are these gentlemen do not have a lot of other credits. It's not like they're like skilled voice actors who, are just like doing this gig. And obviously, if there's a budget of $5,000, they're not going to get real voice actors.
No.
And both of these guys, three of their four or five credits are from these videos. Created by Christopher Films. There's We Wish You a Turtle Christmas. There's Turtle Tunes.
Oh my
and then
God,
there's Teenage
more
Mutant Ninja Turtles
Wait,
coming out of their shells tour.
Wait, are you saying we need to watch all of them?
Oh, I don't know how we don't at this point.
We are not. We are absolutely not.
No, I think Gina's a completionist, Chan, and there's only the three of them.
I mean, what if we're missing? What if we're missing some major lore here? By the way, the part that Chan just played, which was, hey, what do you think, kids? We need more Christmas lights. That's literally how this starts. It is two sentences of like, hey, we're decorating for Christmas. What do you think? Do we need more Christmas lights? And then they launch into the song. I am not kidding you. The first song comes in under 1 minute.
And it comes in with this heavy faux Caribbean accent. Making me wonder if my sanity is with me, if I accidentally somehow got the porno version of the Ninja Turtles instead, Chan.
This is full on racist Jamaican accent by a white guy. White guy, Gina, not Sicilian, so it doesn't count. We're a few person people of color
fair.
Too.
Very fair point.
Take the holes with pepperoni.
No. No, no.
I want people demand more than that, Chan. You got to count to 10.
Wait. Here's the thing that I don't get is they already have New York Italian accents and they're singing Deck the Halls with Pepperoni. They need to do their normal accents. If I went to a Christmas and I was like, hey, Deck the Halls with Pepperoni, that's hilarious.
Wait, what voice did you just do?
I just did Andrew Dice Clay, clearly.
Oh, I was like, is Gina just doing a Gina voice?
No, you see what I'm saying? It's Deck the Halls with Pepperoni. There's no reason for it to be.
Mustard, eggplant, and bologna. La 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 la. Santa Claus will bring his reindeer. La 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 la.
Remember, this is Ninja Turtle singing. This is a goddamn Ninja Turtle.
I don't understand why they're Jamaican. Like, what? I don't understand.
I don't want to understand.
Because
guys, get ready, because there's like 90 songs in this, and we're hearing all of them.
Honestly, this is, for me, this is like as bad as it gets. And they start you out early because it's bad. It's bad in concept. Bad in execution, and it's racist. 1994, that wouldn't have been a consideration. So I'm not going to say that like these are bad people. The person that wrote it, like she did this kind of thing. You know, this is like a working writer. She wrote like 30 Dr. Seuss books posthumously.
Good for her.
So like, you know, she's just doing the thing. She's just doing the writer grind, and nothing wrong with that. But like clearly she was not paid a lot of money to do this. And these, what it looks like is, y'all remember the live tour, right? After the movie, like there was a tour where the Turtles, like a stage show, they went around the country and like did dancing and
it was a big thing back in the 90s, in 2000s for sure. Yeah.
And because the first one of these videos is like, coming out of their shell tour, this is probably like a couple of the people that were part of that production and like, hey, we could do this for real cheap, make a shit ton of money. Well, let's just go do this. And they probably did.
They probably made a ton of money off this.
Yeah.
You don't have plenty for $5,000. You don't got to sell a whole lot of videotapes.
Exactly.
I wish we could interview this person and ask them what the budget actually was.
No, this guy does not live in the United States anymore. He is in a country where he cannot be extradited. No. And he's living there with who's that fuckhead? The MMA guy who likes to sleep with little girls.
Oh,
Chan, could you be more specific?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me
McGregor?
White guy who's no, okay, hold on, let me
Not McGregor?
He's got a right-wing podcast. Shit.
Conor McGregor.
No, rude.
What? He's a shitbag?
Is he? I thought he was just like kind
Edward
of an
Snowden was an MMA fighter?
No. You guys like
Julian Assange got in the octagon?
Conor McGregor beats up women. What are we talking about?
No, Conor McGregor's his whole other thing.
I did not even realize it. I just Googled like MMA sex charges and Conor McGregor immediately popped up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I was
not
unaware.
The one you meant.
He's now
that's my
list.
Point.
But, Jesus Christ.
But that's why he was the first one, because it's like recent. He's like recently, like there was just a video of like people painting over murals of him because they're like, I don't want this in my apartment anymore.
I will say, though, he did a great job in the Hitman World of Assassination level where you get to murder him. It's a good level.
All right.
G.I. Joe will return after these messages. Airlandia, the Air Raiders command post prepares for the Tyrant's Dragon Wind attack.
Hit him with everything we've got! Thunderclaw!
Launch!
Remote missile! Flare!
Hold on to your helmets, man!
Raiders command post and claw and Tyrant's Dragon Wind each complete with figures. Now back to G.I. Joe.
You know, pretty good. The sound work in this is some of the worst sound work I've ever heard.
Yes. I couldn't tell how much of that was the YouTube. It being
I
on
don't
YouTube.
Think it was the YouTube. I just think you know, I say this a lot, and I've talked to a lot of other people about it, and it's just like what makes something that's low budget feel cheap is garbage sound, right? You could at least make your low budget thing look standard if you at least put money and effort into the sound quality. They did not do that here.
I guess I might buy that this was $5,000 because they also don't seem to light it at all.
No lighting. Yeah.
Like, granted, they're in a sewer most of the time. But clearly they were like, can someone just hold up a flashlight if we need it?
And iPhones hadn't been invented yet, so you couldn't just hold up your screens like that that Nokia commercial.
Yes.
Light up the stadium. Can't do it. No one remembers that commercial but me. All right, fine. Moving on. It's Christmas Eve in Turtle Land, and they have forgotten to purchase a gift for Master Splinter.
Turtle Land is the sewers. Let's not make it more magical than it is.
Their sewer home.
It is literally a shithole.
They thusly, and this is the part I don't get, they just go up to the surface to go into the shops of New York to purchase gifts. My understanding of turtle lore is they don't just hang out with people. That's why they live in the goddamn sewers in the first place.
Also, at some point, I didn't realize that there were going to be like a bunch of children joining them. So it looks like it's just the turtles, Splinter, and one girl, like one it's little girl in the sewers. And I was like, oh my God, who is this little girl? And then they have all the kids come out. And I was
That's later on. You're jumping way ahead.
But I'm just saying, like, they throughout this, they're not hiding from anyone.
There's no lore happening here whatsoever. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
There's a song before we get up to the
it's to grab the grandma's house song. What are we doing here?
We are doing the grand tour of songs that you don't have to pay royalties on.
Fair.
All right, that's all you need.
I like that one.
We're taking the words of songs and inserting turtles and sewer and ninja into them, and that's it. That's the whole
thing. Yeah, they're going to buy gifts. I could see myself humming this around the house.
No,
you wouldn't just hum. If you're humming, you're singing Grandma's House. You're not singing this turtle song.
Yeah, and also, what happened to their accents?
No, they only did that for the random non-Jamaican song.
The turtles aren't singing this. This is a chorus of some sort.
But I am led to believe the turtles are singing every single one of these songs, because why would they just suddenly not sing one of the songs?
Hold on.
This is the turtles.
Grab the yellow suede to Mason, but hey, it's cold. Here comes the snow.
No, because their mouths are not moving.
Their mouths don't move the entire time, Chan. What are you talking
they
about?
They do. They flap around. Are they singing? No, but who cares? This is, like some angelic choir that is following them.
No.
I don't think that's true at all.
No, they're literally saying up from the sewers and to the streets to buy some gifts.
Buy a gift, we go.
Yeah, like it's clearly supposed to be them, Chan.
You know what? Let's listen to the entire song right now.
We're gonna move on.
We'll get a proper people at home. On. You hear what me and Gina are? I know I'm right because Gina's on my side.
Because they're going up through these sewer sets, and honestly, I don't know how much they paid for this. Obviously,
nothing.
I don't know if they are actually allowed to be on these sets, or if they just like snuck into somebody's back lot and just like filmed it on the sly. Because clearly there's more money here than they, even if they had more than $5,000, this is not happening.
You guys, we got one shot. Get your turtle costumes on. We're running across the street, and that's all we got before we get taken into the pokey.
So they did this song, and then all of a sudden, there's some kids on the street doing Stomp.
Yes.
Yes. It's the first thing they see when they come up to the surface is like an 8-year-old kid banging on trash cans.
Yeah. And the kids see these monstrosities and they're just like, oh, cool. The turtles are here. Let's do Stomp.
Not going to lie. Was a huge fan of Stomp.
Me too. I saw Stomp live. I did. It was great.
Seeing it with children, not my cup of
tea. I wouldn't see children stomp.
No.
Gina would see stomp children, though.
Yeah. Stomp on the kids. Wow. I hear their skulls make music when you crush them.
Like, Jesus Christ. When did you become a fucking Terminator tank from fucking that first future sequence of T2?
Well, welcome to the Christmas season, everybody. Gina's here, too.
It's like listening to a goddamn Anthony Jeselnik special.
No, please. Gina writes far too dark for Anthony Jeselnik. Anyway, let's hear the next song.
Andrew Tate. That's the fucker's name.
Oh, in Romania.
My God.
He wasn't MMA. Oh, well, he guess, yeah.
McGregor
he was a cage
would
fighter.
Destroy Andrew Tate.
All I know is that, he fled to Eastern Europe to diddle little girls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not totally true, but it's not totally untrue.
And he has a university that is fraudulent.
He's going to sue you for this, Chan.
Cool.
Yeah, great. From Romania. I mean, the guy was back in jail again, I believe. So who cares? Hey, Andrew Tate, you're a wuss. I said it, nerd.
He's
also, Andrew Tate loves chess, so you know he's evil.
I mean, my brother and I know his dad. We've known him for years.
We've talked about this on the show.
Yes.
You've been hanging out with Andrew Tate for like decades now, is that correct?
Yeah, he's a good buddy of mine.
It makes sense.
Oh, wow. This is a 2.2 on IMDb.
Yes.
Out of 4?
It did not do well.
Out of 10.
Oh, go give it some love, you guys.
Do not. Well, here's the thing. Google users, 60% like this. So I don't know which is skewed more because they're
both.
You want
to know why the election went the way it did?
Yeah.
60% of the country thought this was acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. That those numbers are not too far off.
Can we hear the Gotta Get a Gift for Splinter song now, Chan? It starts
is that the
around
next
6:10.
One? I thought there was another one in between there.
It's the next one I got.
No,
a minute 30 after the last one started. So
this is the intro of with the stomp stuff. So
yeah.
And the lyrics are wildly creative.
Oof.
Gotta get a gift for Splinter. I hate shopping in the winter. But do you get the Ninja Master who has everything? Oh, baby. Gotta get a gift, 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 gotta get a gift for Splinter.
Hell yeah.
Fun fact, my transcription software, Adobe, has given me this dialogue as gotta.
Yeah, I like that better.
Push the gotta. Give us plenty. I hate shopping in the winter. Oh, baby. Gotta. Gotta get twisted.
Yeah, as they go into, and what money do they have? What store owners are just like, here come 5 foot tall turtles wearing masks. Probably no big deal, right?
I bet they have an arrangement. I remember in the movie, there was like the pizza guy who was like, he basically like went to the edge of a sewer and like one of the turtles like held some fucking money up from the sewer and like took the pizza from him, which is like that dude, that pizza delivery guy is going to be scarred for life because he probably thinks he just avoided Pennywise the clown.
That's fair. But I can at least in my head justify that transaction. Mm-hmm. I have a very hard time when Stomp Singing Ninja Turtles storm the store. I would think I was getting Thomas Crown Affair at that point.
It is New York. And honestly, that's probably only going to be about the third weirdest thing they see that day.
Yeah, okay, valid. Yeah, it's true. Oh, guys, only 2 hours left of shopping. Just throw that in there. It's a plot point for reasons I can't fully understand. They're at the shop.
I mean, when they describe the hall later on in the show, like they did some work. They fucking busted their ass. I don't know how they had that much money to be able to pull off a 12 Days of Christmas thing, even with shoddy, you know, Chinese made products.
Well, also like one is like a framed pizza. They could have fished that pizza out of the trash. Another is like signed photos. They give the whole list on the Wikipedia page, but it's like autographed photos from April O'Neil or something like that. And that doesn't cost anything.
No, wow, a lot of this stuff doesn't cost a ton. I mean, four manhole covers, first off, that's
dangerous.
We'll get into that.
Somewhere, some kid fell down an open manhole because of 100%. That.
Oh, that's how the kids got in the sewer at the end for this dance number.
They just fell.
Fell right in. But guys, I think in a special filled with what the F moments, maybe the most what the F moment outside of the Caribbean Jamaican accent on Donatello is when Raphael throws a scarf on and immediately the other Ninja Turtles, upon seeing Raphael throw a scarf around his neck.
Hold on.
Yes.
We need to present it in precisely the way that it's given to us.
Please, you know what? Just play it and let it speak for itself.
We're just out of fucking nowhere. They're just talking and doing the thing.
Let me just say, where you think I'm going with this is not where we're going with this. You couldn't comprehend how Raphael throwing a scarf on morphs into something else. Chan, I'm sorry. Please play the clip.
Oh, no. He's turning into that opera guy again.
What?
This was of all the songs, this was the weirdest.
Yeah, he becomes, he's about to become that opera guy again.
Which
what?
Opera guy, first off? What, I guess.
Pavarotti.
I guess that would be the reference at this time. But also, what the fuck? Why?
I mean, to be fair, they could have said, instead of the opera guy, keep it on point. Oh, he's going to become Luciano Pepperotti.
Sure.
Look, I know it's not good, Gina. Neither has anything else has been written for this.
You very harshly.
Judging me, I am writing in a style, Gina. Get mad at the style, not the writer.
Yeah, that is. This is fully on. I'm not going to put it on the writer. I'm 100% putting it on Christopher Films.
Christopher
decided
Films.
That
with $5,000, we can make a mint, run right off to Estonia and live out our days.
I wonder if Christopher Films lives next door to the Tate's brothers in Romania.
Probably.
Anyway,
they're on a Facebook chat together.
Guys, it's the 90s, so you know one thing that we had to work in at some point.
Pavarotti?
A not joke.
Oof.
But we don't have a gift for Splinter. I could always sing for him. Not.
That is not the last not reference, but I'm not going to go searching for them. There's more than zero, which is too many.
And you could hear, like, it's not YouTube. That sound quality is atrocious. Like, of the people speaking, not, like, one of them didn't even come in right away.
Yeah.
It's so upsetting. So they get him. They get him. I mean, as far as I knew from watching this, the only thing they purchased for him was a pizza in a frame out of a trash can.
Well, they did. They're looking through a bunch of stuff.
I'm gonna get him a skateboard, man.
No, a yo-yo.
Yo, taxi.
They list off a bunch of things and they're like showing them that end up in that list at the end.
You're
so
right, they did. Okay,
presumably. Right. Yeah, they did some work. I mean, they got 12 things and 11 things and 10 things and 9 things and 8 things. So like, I don't know. They must have boosted them because that's a lot of money that for a bunch of fucking.
Look, some of it was clearly stolen. Some of it's clearly like dollar store material. But some of them, like 5 video games, that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
those were clearly boosted out the back of somebody's van.
Yeah, it could have been just like some cheap ass LED thing. You know, like
Tiger Electronics. Oh, now they're cheap ass, are they, Chan?
Yes.
I've been on an anti-Tiger Electronics tirade that you always tell me I'm overselling. Now they're cheap ass.
I did say LED, not LCD, which is what you're talking about.
Well, LCDs are worse than the LEDs, so I don't know what to tell you more.
I love them.
So now we get, guys, we get a rap song, because of course we get a rap song. But it's a rap song about rapping. W-R-A-P. Oh.
Listen, it makes sense that this was the song that sparked 1,000 turtle raps.
And I can't even blame them because, yeah, it's fucking 1994. It's like it's 100% pedestrian, just basic, doggerel couplets. But, you know, it is what it is.
Ninja Turtle rapper, rap it tight. It'll feel so good if I can rap them all tonight. But I'll do my best when I'm rapping my gift. I take a lot of pride when I put the gift inside of the rap, 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 rap. Yeah, say it again, y'all. The rap, 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 rap. Say it again.
They do say it again. They say it again so many times. Endlessly.
Also, Chan, I'll ask again, what happened to their New York accents? It sure sounds like they're putting on some black scents for this.
Yes. Awkwafina was preceded in this by 4 goddamn turtles. But at least she never went, "Hey, man, what's up, man? It's Christmas time, man.
You don't know what she
Let's
does in her free
some
time.
Ganja and blow up the joint."
You don't know what she does in her free time.
I mean, she didn't put it on an FHE video that was distributed at Suncoast and all fine video retailers of the day.
Man.
And that's the low bar that I have for celebrities now.
I mean, I think Awkwafina is great. I mean, she's a very talented actor.
I like Awkwafina.
I mean, you know, great. I mean, in the Raya and the Last Dragon, it's phenomenal.
I don't understand why she wasn't Anxiety in Inside Out 2. The fuck, Maya Hawke? What?
Oh yeah, I mean nepotism, Chan. That's the word you're looking for.
Yeah. No, I mean I know, but same. There are better choices that could have been made.
I didn't realize I wanted Awkwafina in that role until you said it just now. I'll be honest with you.
You're welcome.
Huh? Pretty good. Okay. So there's they're rapping the rapping song. The visuals have this is maybe the most nightmarish of all of them, because many, many, many shots of their hundreds of teeth, but also far too many shots of them rubbing their hands on each other's hands. Listen. I don't know if y'all picked up on this, but every other shot is them like rubbing hands with each other. And at a certain point, I'm like, why am I seeing this so often? And then I kept seeing it. Like, it was something out of a sketch comedy show. It was upsetting.
You got enough material for the Spank Bang to last you for months?
Dude, Gina, I can't. Turtle I'm going to be laughing from watching this the first time till November of next year.
Oh, turtle hands. Touching other turtle hands.
It's creepy.
Yeah, especially when you realize that in context, what they're trying to do is replicate the African-American cool handshake thing.
I was assuming it's just guys in suits sort of like trying to, that like can't tell that they're reaching for each other.
No. I am doing a slow motion thing right now because I was like, I don't know what Ray's talking about. And then I see it. I'm like, oh, that's what's happening.
Ooh. You see what I'm referring to, Robert Clark Chan?
Oh, yeah. No.
It happens a lot.
Yeah. It's like one of those like B-roll things that they cut in. It's upsetting.
Speaking of upsetting, this is when Master Splinter shows up, and he...
Oh my God, he is so upsetting.
He looks like Pizza Rat done wrong somehow. He is an atrocity. I wonder if the Geneva Convention could step in. It is one of the worst costumes I've ever seen in history.
It's so disturbing. Like, it's not, it's so much worse than the turtles. Like, this makes the turtle costumes look practically expensive. This is like, this is like they so like found a bunch of fur somewhere and like glued it onto a misshapen ball and like put like two dark beady eyes that you can't see anything into, and made a dude wear it. It's so terrifying.
He looks like a Merkin come to life. I'll just say it.
mid to mid heavy racist.
My sons, children, please gather around. Let's rock and roll.
Like, you know what they're trying
definitely, to, it's definitely racist.
They're trying to do a thing that is racist and only not being racist because of how poorly they're doing it.
It's so upsetting. This whole thing is so upsetting.
Yeah, it's also like I was excited to see Splinter because he's usually like my favorite because I just love him and he's always so like calm and this was like it's so upsetting.
Well, I mean, look, we may as well hear some of it. They sing the 12 Days of Christmas song.
It lasts forever.
And it's half the video's length, at least.
I watched this on 1.5 speed to get through it.
This is a 25-minute video. Comfortably, this song is 82 minutes long.
I thought the same thing, and I actually checked the time codes I was like, this thing is so fucking long. How could it possibly? It's only 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
I do not believe you.
You are correct. It feels like 800 years.
And they even say at the end of it.
A pizza with pepperoni. On the second day of Christmas, the turtles gave to me two comic books and a pizza with pepperoni.
Keeps going.
They even say at the very end, Splinter's like, woo, I got through it.
Yeah. And then finally, they get to the 12 April O'Neil autographs, and then he just loses his place and picks up at 5. And honestly, I appreciated it.
Do you not remember
The 12 Beers of Christmas by
Bob and Doug McKenzie. Of course, who can't?
They do exactly the same thing. When you do a comedy version of the song, you have to cut it short because the joke wears thin.
That is
just that's what you got to do.
Why at that point?
I mean, you wanted to go on longer.
I don't. So let me. Okay, I'm just going to go down the list of the 12 things, right? Because I think this is important for the people at home. We start with 12 April O'Neil autographs. Okay. Readily available, maybe worth something. Probably not. That's fine. 11 pairs of sneakers. This ultimately begins my questioning of the gifts.
I mean, they got them out of the trash. That's what we're all thinking, right?
Oh, no, right. I think they straight up murdered 11 children and took their shoes.
Oh, well, now I'm on board.
The thing is, Gina, you're our resident Ninja Turtle expert. Has Splinter ever worn shoes?
I'm sure he's you know, worn a pair here and there.
Because his feet are giant rat-shaped feet that would not fit human shoes.
But here's the thing. This is the epitome of, you know, like Splinter is the dad and these turtles are teenagers. This is the epitome of like kids giving their dad, you know, like a tie, like a light up tie that they will never wear. And the dad is like, oh my God, this is exactly what I need. Like Splinter knows he's never going to use any of this, but it's the thought that counts. And he wants to encourage his little baby turtles, little baby turts.
The thing is, I have a belief that they bought half of these gifts for themselves. This is the Homer bowling ball given to Marge Simpson at the end of the day.
There's definitely a few. I mean, their favorite thing is pizza and skateboard. So they're
comic books, video games, frisbees.
But also, things again, isn't this what
that he would never use?
But isn't this what every kid does? Like, have your kids gotten to the point where they pick out your presents yet, or is it still just your wives or your spouses do it?
No, they'll pick them out. You know, we have to curate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, once kids get to an age where they're like picking it out, it's like, oh my God, this is like, you know, a freaking, I don't know, like an orange that I drew a smiley face on and I stuck it on a pine cone. And you have to be like, yes, this is the greatest gift I've ever gotten.
Wait a minute, Gina, that's what I gave you last year. What are you
trying
to say?
It's the greatest gift I've ever gotten.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you to say.
Good for you, little Ray.
So nice of you to say. Thank you. No, you're right. We got 11 pairs of sneakers, 10 yellow yo-yos. Okay. 9 narrow neckties, 8 chopsticks, sure, 7 silk kimonos, finally, something, 6 frisbees, 5 video games, 4 manhole covers, we've already talked about that, 3 skateboards, 2 comic books, and a pizza with pepperoni. My favorite thing ever is from the mistakes, continuity / logic errors of this Wikipedia article. During the gift hunt, one of the turtles sings 6 yellow yo-yos, but Michelangelo is only holding 5. Oh, shit. Got him.
Yes. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice them holding up multiples of literally any of it.
It was in there. I noticed it the first time around. I'm like, why are you doing that to those fucking yo-yos, man? That's dumb. They're like all tangled up in each other.
I gotcha.
The neckties as well. I could make you a screenshot, but I will not.
Please don't, because I don't need it. Actually, that's, you know, work what? For this you. That hell, won't be appreciated.
So I'm going to do it. Here we go.
And this is where I get blown away, because as Gina referenced earlier in the episode, at some point, the song begins with 4 Ninja Turtles and Splinter in the sewer, right? Somehow we just start interspersing children into the sewer Mm-hmm. As we're in the middle of singing the song, till by the time it's over, there's like four children with them.
I think there's like 10 or something. But at first, there's only one, and she's like sort of in the background. And for a second, I was like, "Is that supposed to be April? Like, is this like a situation where, oh, like it's April, but she's a little kid? Like, what are we seeing?" Because it did not make sense why there was one girl in the sewer with four turtles and a rat.
Yes, 100%. Yes. Why are we have lost the pulse of the turtles at some point.
What are they wearing?
I don't know. Masks. What are they wearing?
They're Ninja Turtles. What do you mean?
No. What are the children wearing?
Well, gosh, I hope something, because I didn't notice that.
What is that? Because I didn't really notice the kids, so I just went to go look for them. And I was like, okay, I see the one in the background. What is that? And then there's a closer shot of them, and there's more of them. They're okay. All wearing this like purple robe with a black. I don't know how to explain.
Whoa.
This.
Is this their version of a gi or something?
That's not what a gi looks like.
I know, but I'm saying, is this the cheap version?
I mean, does it look like they're wearing a terry cloth robe from Ross and some sort of black sweatsuit underneath that?
I'm telling you, this is what a sketch comedian would use as a gi.
The hat.
That's an open Darth Vader helmet, near as I can tell.
Do y'all remember the video for What's Going On from Four Non-Blondes?
Sure.
You remember the hat that she wears in that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're right. I know. Oh, the children. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
And the other kid, that's not Splinter, right? That's a kid wearing like a rat, or is that Splinter?
No, that's Splinter.
See, that's the thing. Here's what I would say is the costume is so bad based on the still frame, I couldn't tell.
I mean, we're doing the thing again where we talk about funny things we're looking at on a podcast.
Oh, this picture will be going up on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/knowingishalfthepodcast. Any level will see all of these pictures. God, it's so painful. So then at the end of the song, Splinter is a total buzzkill. He goes, "I appreciate you. You know, I love you, my children. I would appreciate anything that you would ever do for me. And you clearly put thought into this. But I do want to say, I want to make sure that we haven't lost sight of the true meaning of Christmas. And that is taking care of those people less fortunate than we are."
Yeah, this comes out of nowhere.
Sewer, Splinter. What are you talking about?
Also, this comes out of nowhere. At no point, like,
no
are
point.
We? I mean, I get why they do it, because they're like, "Oh, okay, like whatever." It's like we got to make this. We got to put this message in. But it's not like at no point where did they lose the meaning of Christmas. Like the whole thing is like, "Oh my God, we got gifts for everyone who's like really important to us, except we forgot Splinter." It's just crammed in there.
It's ham-fisted. But this leads us to my favorite part, which is the fact that it's almost over, which is the title song, "We Wish You a Turtle Christmas."
It's not just a title song.
And now it's time for one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. And you kids can sing along. Grab a slice. Let's kick it.
It's a sing-along. It's a goddamn sing-along.
Oh, like Dune.
Yes. Like Dune?
Yes, I'm making a reference to your Facebook post that other people who listen to the show would not have seen.
Wow. I send these screenshots that we can talk about that nobody can see, and you're like, "Hold my beer.
I can get you one better. I can reference. Here's the deal. I'm going to go to your Facebook page right now. I'm going to grab it. And then I'm going to put it up with all these other pictures so they'll know what I'm talking about."
Jesus.
What now, Robert Clark Chan?
You are not going to do any of that.
I am doing it. Shut up. I'm doing it right now. It's done. It's going on Patreon right after Thanksgiving. If I remember. Shit.
So like that's it. It ends with that song and it's like, the video is what, about 22 minutes long.
Yeah.
The credits start at like 19 minutes. I'm like, you are padding the shit out of this.
Yes. But
then they start fucking doing bits.
Wait, I didn't watch. I did not. Okay. That's is there something ask. During the credits?
I was going to ask if you watched all the way through because I was about to turn it off.
Oh, no, I turned did, it off. I didn't. I turned realized it off.
There was an Avengers after sequence.
What?
Are you serious? Are you
yes,
serious?
I'm 100% serious. I did all not watch it.
I tried to like sort of scrub through, but I didn't see.
I did too, and I did not see it.
Because it goes to black. And it just keeps going.
Oh my God.
And whose idea was it to come up with that totally gnarly Jamaican stuff? I like that.
Oh my God.
Who do you think this stuff was? It was my stuff, man. Come on.
Oh yeah.
Who else but somebody like Leonardo could think of something like that?
Well, I gotta tell you, it was totally cool, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think so too, Mikey man. How about that 12 days, though, man? Did that go on for like 12 years or what?
What are you talking about, my son?
Oh, sorry, Master Splinter. I mean, it was like the best song of the whole thing. Matter of fact, I'm going to play it right now.
Because I hate you both, I'm going to keep playing this because you think it's done. It is not.
Well, you know, we really like the kids helping us out on getting a gift for Splinter and singing We Wish You a Turtle's Christmas. I mean, that was really nice. It was very Christmassy.
How about some of my favorites, like Rap Rap? Was that something awesome or what, man?
Hey, that was some Christmas tree, though, wasn't it?
Oh, man, it was, like, totally awesome.
Like, we understand that the art of improv was not fully fleshed out in 1994. Like, we had Second City, sure. I.O. was starting to really get its gears moving. But, like, we did not have the explosion. And so these guys are just riffing. I'm going to charitably call it riffing.
They were a little too small for my feet, and I only have 3 toes, thank you very much.
Oh, come on, man. I'm trying to do the best I can. It was like, you know, last second shopping. That's about like all they had left. You ever tried to go out and buy a sneaker with 2 toes? The lady almost like laughed me out of Macy's, man. Come on, Leo.
Hey, you know, I really like that Donatello watch. That sold like hotcakes, like totally happening this Christmas. Oh.
Not done yet.
Damn it. Right now, but it wait a minute. I think it stopped, man. What's going on out there, man?
Hey, give me some of that.
We're done now.
They're all high as fuck right there, right? Like they're passing the dookie around.
He says, give me some of that. Do you think that it is anything other than shitty 1994 New York scratch weed?
And I said pass the dookie. It was past the duchy.
Duchy.
There you go.
They by the way, they left all of that in because they were probably cracking up and thought it was gold.
Yes.
The thing is, it's over the credits. I just assumed the music would continue the rest of the way. I cut out. You're right. I did not notice that was there because
I kept listening.
I did with Gina. If there's more, obviously it would have a visual component to it. Obviously,
like,
Gina.
Yes.
This is so long. This is.
There has to be something here.
It's nearly criminal that they padded it this much. And then I caught that. I'm like, holy shit. This makes it so much worse. It keeps going.
1994. Oh, yeah. No, the last thing about here. Oh, my last notes here. One, this makes me hate Christmas now. I've now turned against the entire holiday.
And turtles.
Yeah. And they and make teenagers. A line at the end about pizza toppings, and they're like, whipped cream, yeah, and pickles, yeah, but no anchovies. I'm like, yeah, dude, because that would be gross. Okay, dude. Whipped cream and pickles, fine.
Also, I feel like the anchovies thing was like a running gag. Like, I think one of them really likes anchovies and the other ones are like pissed or something.
It was a running gag in American culture starting in, I want to say, the late 70s and continued on. I mean, basically went through the 80s and then the Turtles kind of took it up and like people kind of forgot that that was a thing. But yeah, like, no anchovies on my pizza. I don't ever recall anchovies being an option on pizza my lifetime.
I can speak to this. This is one of the very few things I can claim to be an expert on. I worked at a pizza place in the 1990s, including when this would have come out. Anchovies were something we had for pizza, and maybe once every 2 weeks, we'd make a pizza with anchovies on it. It was something that would get ordered sometimes.
Yeah.
And if you did order it, you got a gracious amount of anchovies.
Yeah. Maybe I wonder if it's more of an East Coast thing or something, but all the pizza places near me had anchovies. We never ordered them, but they had it as the option.
Like Blaze Pizza and stuff, I believe it is listed as a potential topping.
I have since, as an adult, gotten anchovies on pizza, and it is delicious.
It's very salty.
You got to have it with like a big glass bottle Coke, and maybe take a couple of them off. But it's very good.
Or you put some like pineapple on it too to balance the saltiness.
No, I like it every once in a while.
Anchovies are kind of gross, just for the Kurt.
They're not. They're delicious and healthy.
Healthy?
Healthy.
They're caked in oil. What are you talking about? And salt.
I mean, they have a lot of health benefits. They're packed with omega-3 fatty acids, as they are with like other fish, and lots of iron. Which, sorry if you boys don't need to worry about that because you don't get periods, but take your anchovy hate elsewhere.
So you eat a lot of anchovies and you suggest to other women that anchovies are a vital part of their health due to their menstruation.
No, because I don't care about the health of other people, just me.
I see. To be fair, that was a rejected regular show pitch. If I can go ahead and just open the can of worms on that. Sorry, the can of anchovies on that.
Mm-hmm.
Anchovies contain selenium.
That's true.
Is that good for you, though?
Yeah.
It may reduce the risk of some types of cancers.
Okay. It may activate the
thyroid. Who knows?
Are we done yet?
No, we got the end of the show here. This is Knowing is Half the Podcast. We have for you the... Don't say we don't care about you. For you, we have put "We wish you a turtle Christmas." We have watched it. We have watched it and we have recorded about it. You're welcome. Goodbye.
I kept this recording going for that.
When the evil shredder attacks, these turtle boys don't cut them no slack. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Splinter taught them to be ninja teens.
And he's a radical raptor.
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines.
And that's a fact, yeah. Turtles.
Raphael is cool but rude.
Break.
Michelangelo is a party dude.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The thing we recorded last week.
Right.
It has to go up tomorrow because that's it. Calvin and the Colonel. That's what it is. Amos and Andy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't. All right. I'll get that up.
I'll need that tonight. I mean, like, we run out of time if we don't get it up tonight.
Wait, why?
Because Thanksgiving is Thursday. I'm not going to drop it on the holiday. It's got to be the day before.
You drop it fucking whenever. Let me fuck.
Okay, we're back to the old days, everybody. We made it. Oh my goodness.
I didn't.
And for the people
long.
Of the future listening to this as an end of episode extra, I hope you enjoyed Calvin and the Colonel. Because that means somebody did.
Eventually.
My goodness. Anyway,
we talking about my favorite show, Calvin and the Colonel?
Calvin and the Colonel, everybody.
Gene is always saying, you know what this show needs more of? Amos and Andy. And I'm like, wow, that is a bold statement. You probably shouldn't say that while we're recording. You're like, F the... And then you go off on a sequence of just racial slurs of every color, creed, stripe. My God, it would be artistic if it weren't so vile and evil.
Yeah. And not just, it's also like, you don't even give her credit when she does all the ethnic voices.
Everyone knows cartoons and cartoon animals can't be racist.
Well, I mean, this explains why Gina's still on Twitter.
Hi, I'm Kevin Goatee.
Hey, I'm Kevin Israel.
We host Gutting the Sacred Cow, the best and most unique movie debate podcast out there. Why?
Because we invite our guests to pick a film that they find overrated or hate and try to convince us to see their argument.
They must pick a film that is a financial success, widely beloved, or critically acclaimed.
That's right. Some of the films our guests have tried to eviscerate, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Pulp Fiction, Ghostbusters? You can find us on all podcast platforms like Apple, Google, Spotify, and more. And if you want to watch our smiling faces, we're also on YouTube.
GuttingTheSacredCow.com is where you find all of our information. And we look forward to our guests infuriating you when they attack your favorite films.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through GEICO, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.